This is All Things Considered on 89.1 KUAR. I'm Michael Hiblin. A study by UAMS is providing insight on how many Arkansans have been infected with the coronavirus. It also shows minority groups are being hardest hit. The study is still in its early stages and will eventually provide a more representative picture of the population as a whole. Dr. Joshua Kennedy has been leading the study. He's an associate professor of pediatrics and internal medicine at UAMS at Arkansas Children's Hospital and spoke with me about this project.
This is a huge collaboration to do this. And what was really interesting is that in that remnant population, we found a 3.5% seroprevalence rate for SARS-CoV-2, the virus that causes COVID-19.
And do you think that's pretty representative of society as a whole, of the number of people statewide who might have contracted this?
I think it's a good start. 1,500 samples, obviously, and as you're looking at a population over 3 million in the state of Arkansas, it's hard to extrapolate those numbers to everybody at this point. We still have two more waves of the study that are ongoing. And in fact, the second wave closed this week, and we now have 3,000 more specimens in the lab that we're studying. The third wave will start in the middle of November and end December 17th. So as we move forward, we'll get a better understanding. However, I think if you look at what's in the current scientific literature specifically and other studies that are ongoing, the Red Cross actually put out some information about seroprevalence in states around Arkansas. And in the South, the rate is about 2.5%, which really falls closely to what we're seeing at 3.5%.
Did that number, 3.5%, surprise you? Or was it about what you were expecting?
I think we were hoping for more, obviously. 3.5% is a low number, but as we started thinking about that, it just tells us that we have the opportunity now still to make a difference. We can wear our masks. We should show socially distance. We should be doing what the Arkansas Department of Health is telling us to do, because at 3.5%, a majority of people haven't seen this virus yet. And again, I think it's hard to extrapolate that number with 1,500 with any confidence, but we're not talking about a huge difference in 3.5%. And 5% or even 6%, they're still all low numbers. And so I think it just reminds us that we still have the opportunity to make a difference.
Well, interesting that you found minority groups are very disproportionately affected by this virus, at least according to this sample group.
That's right. I think you want to be careful and not overinterpret data. But we do know that the virus has affected minority populations in Arkansas and across the United States at a higher rate. And antibody production tells us if you've been infected in the past. And so a higher rate in those populations wasn't very surprising because of what we've seen across the United States. I think it was also a part of that is where we were getting samples from. So, Northwest Arkansas had a high rate of patients in the minority populations that were contracting COVID-19. And so we are cautious about that, but we also know that minority populations need to be careful as well as everyone else. And this just, again, shows the importance of the caution that we need to be taking right now.
And the numbers showed 17.8% Hispanic, 4.19% were Black or African American, and only 1.27 were white Caucasian. What is this study continues going forward? What are you foreseeing as this you get more samples and continue to test more people?
So obviously we want that number to increase over time, with the caveat that we want it to be in patients that are not hospitalized and sick. We're hopeful that those who are most likely to get sick and be hospitalized, they don't need the infection. We need to wait on those people until we have a vaccine. And so I think it also speaks to the fact that we need that vaccine, and we need to get that in a safe manner, in a way that is trusted by the population at large, and that we are transparent as a scientific community about how we made that vaccine, how that vaccine came to market, and how rigorous our studies were to make sure that was a safe vaccine for everyone. And then it needs to be a universal population uptake as much as possible. I realize as an immunologist, there may be people out there whose immune system can't have some specific vaccines. However, this would not be a live viral vaccine. This would be a vaccine that anyone could take. And so we need to be transparent as a scientific community so we can gain the trust of the community and make sure that this vaccine gets out there.
And finally, there's been talk about so many people don't even realize they have it, aren't showing symptoms. Do you know how many people in this sample group were asymptomatic?
That's a very good question. In the remnant population, we do not know that. However, as we move forward in the prospective study, the one where it's randomized to phone calls, we should be able to get that information about asymptomatic infections. Hopeful that we can move that forward. We have over 1,000 blood specimens through the College of Public Health and Translational Research Institute, Dr. Mark Williams and Dr. Laura James, and we are hopeful to put all of that information together so we can determine what the rate of asymptomatic infection might have been. When we're talking about remnant samples, we just know that someone was infected. We don't know whether or not they had symptoms at the time they were infected. In some of those remnant blood samples, we do know whether they were tested or not. And so that is going to be important as we move forward to determine the numbers of people who had a test that was positive. Is our antibody positive? Also, if it was a test that was negative, is our antibody positive? And how many of those we have throughout the study? Right now, those numbers are too small to make any specific intervention changes or know what it means. And so as we move forward with our whole study, which is 7,500 total samples, we should be able to answer some of those questions. It'll be finished in mid-December. The study was funded by the state of Arkansas, and I can't say how appreciative we are to be able to run the study and to be able to look at seroprevalence in the state of Arkansas and hopefully provide some information for the residents of Arkansas that's informative and useful so that they can make a decision about how to be safe as a family unit.
Well, sounds like fascinating work, especially as this virus continues to spread. Dr. Kennedy, thanks very much for your time.
Thank you. I really appreciate the opportunity to talk to you about this.
Dr. Joshua Kennedy is an associate professor of pediatrics and internal medicine at UAMS and Arkansas Children's Hospital. This is KUAR News.